Blog Talk Radio.
Only for the new life. Yo, it's amazing what 365 days can do for you. The time last shit that was like talking about cutting budgets and shit. I dropped the biggest record of my career. Yeah. Being the partner with Jay-Z. Shout out to Tata, what's up? Tell me what it do. This is, gotta pick them wisely. Gotta choose them carefully. Got bitches I know that would dirt for me. Got bitches I know that don't care for me. Could've went on tour with your favorite rap and declined. Why? I'm trying to break CMG. So said I'm doing mine. They see them now, see them made folks been the last street, call me back. So they miss that old guy, that old G's, old Boosie, that was real rap. In New York with three bangers, did Jimmy Fallon with Megan Trainor. I guess success won't tame them. Guess the money can't change them. This is homie on probation. Took him up to Rock Nation, let him meet Jay, told him be patient. Decisions. And lil' homie really got it. Try to tell him where to turn, he ain't learned. Lil' homie caught a body.
9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81. From a family full of hustle, youngest son. They say get that money, show them how it's done. They say 9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81.
I can feel the pressure, gotta follow up. Same time, I can feel the feds getting closer, locking up. Decisions. Closest partners, they in prison. Never want to be the biggest. I just want to be the realest.
I pay 6 figures a year for a hitter. Not cause he a goon, he might.
He got the city divided, yeah. Bring it together, I tried it, yeah. Some little I tried it. I am the king, your highness, yeah. You want a problem for finding, yeah. Too busy, get too many million right now, be perfect timing. Let your little say that what they do the best, I don't be tripping at all. Whatever come with it, I'm with it, little. I swear I'm good for it all.
9 times 9 is 81. Ooh. I'm an 80s baby, born in 81.
From the crack,
from a family full of hustles, youngest son. They say get that money, show them how it's done.
Bounce, bitch, bounce. Hood nigga,
Favorite spot was the Whopper House. Patty melt with the hash brown. Trying to board all the pat downs. Trying to board all the lane hole. Weirdos in the background. Blackout when I back out. Blow the horn for pedestrian. Show the ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in. Red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers. Got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur. Last night was a blur to me. This morning I had two with me. I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me. Got a tool with a screw missing. Two girls in the pool kissing. Everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy.
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive.
Yeah.
Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams. And he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then. I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. Then see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. Five stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew them for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hit hills and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit and straight to the pot of gold. Somebody, everybody know. Sings God with the God flow.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace, peace, peace to the God. Hello world. How are you guys today? I hope wonderful and well. I hope you guys are doing excellent. I hope you guys have been keeping up with what me and the good brother Kalam has been teaching you guys. We've been giving out a bunch of great information, and if you've been kind of keeping up with the information, man, you would know that just by the information that we've given you, it's a way to be able to make great in doing commerce, and it is a way for you to actually be able to endure great health. And we all know that with obtaining great health comes great wealth, okay? So I hope all of our listeners that are listening, you know, has been following what we've been trying to educate you with. All right, today is Financial Fridays, and on Financial Friday, we actually come in with Financial Fridays and actually give you some information that helps with the financing that you guys either should be doing if you're doing commerce out here, or that you should be learning with doing commerce. All right. And today, Kalam hasn't made it in yet, so we'll give him a little while. But we're going to go ahead and get the show going. All right. And today we're talking about insurance. Yes, that's right. Insurance. Insurance, man. I hope everyone is actually getting insurance. Man, I don't understand the reason for people not having insurance, but I do understand because insurance is not always cheap. It's not. But it is a great investment, because when you're putting money into something, whether you're building a business, whether you are renting a home, whether you're renting or owning a car, I'm telling you, insurance is important. You know, we even go as far as life insurance, because you want to be able to have things left behind for your generation to come. All right. And so for those of us that are online and you would like to call in, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Again, that is 563-999-3670. And we have a pretty few listeners that listen in. And, you know, don't be shy. If you want to converse with us, feel free, because we care about everyone's opinion. Press that 1. And we'll definitely get you in. And also, if you would like to, if you're online also, and, you know, we do have a chat that is connected to Blog Talk. You can always type in your questions right there. If you don't want to be on the air, you can chat with us right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we will most definitely respond to your chat, your questions, whatever, you know. And for those who would like to be a part of our private chat that we have in place, you can always send us an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And we will be glad to add you guys to our private chat. And this private chat has all of the information, all of the lessons that we went over, everything that we talk about on the show, and even our private information that me and Kalam share with each other. So, again, if you would like to be a part of that, send us an email, fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. All right. All right, well, we're going to get into the show. We're going to get into it and see exactly what we have in the chat. All right, so in the chat, we have the etymology definition of insure, because we like to give our listeners an understanding of the word. See, you can say the word all day long, but if you never took the time to actually break the word down and get a great understanding of the word, then it is still not comprehensive to you. Okay? And we want you to be able to comprehend what words you are using. All right. And so we have insure, etymology. Insure, verb. Mid-century, insuring, spelling, variant of insuring, to assure, give formal assurance. Late 14th century, also make secure, make safe. 1400th century, from Angelo French, insurer. Old French, insurer, from in, make, C-N, in parentheses 1, plus surer, sure, safe, secure, undoubted. See, sure, adjective in parentheses. The particle, the particular commercial sense, I'm sorry, the particular commercial sense of make safe against loss by payment of premiums, undertake to insure against loss, etc. are from mid-17th century, replacing assure in that meaning, related insured, insuring. All right. Then if you scroll down, we have words at the bottom, definitions of insure, verb, be careful or certain to do something, make certain of something. Synonyms, see, check, see to it, ensure, control, ascertain, assure. Make certain of. Synonyms, guarantee, ensure, assure, secure. Ensure, verb, protect by insurance. Synonyms, cover, underwrite. Ensure, verb, take out insurance for. That basically sums up the word ensure, all right, which is a verb. All right, we're going to go back to the private chat, and we're going to go to etymology, insurance. Let's look what insurance means. Okay, insurance, noun. 1550s, engagement to marry. A variant of insurance and an assurance, pledge, guarantee. From Old French, insurance, assurance, from insurer, from and make, see and parentheses one, plus sure, safe, secure, undoubted. See sure, adjective. Commercial sense of security against loss or death in exchange for payment is from 1650s. Assurance was the older word for this specific sense. Late 16C, compare insure. All right. And it says insurance, noun. Promise or reimbursement in the case of loss. Paid to people or companies to concerned about hazards that they have made payments to an insurance company. Insurance, noun. Written contract or certificate of insurance. Synonyms, policy, insurance policy. All right, insurance, noun, protection against future loss. Synonyms, indemnity. All right. All right, so that sums up insurance. And again, it is a pledge, a guarantee, all right? So when you get an insurance, I want you to understand that it is supposed to be a pledge and a guarantee. If something was to happen, for instance, you have a wreck, your insurance is guaranteed. It is guaranteed that you get what you had in that contract as an understanding. So make sure you read over all contracts when dealing with insurance. Let me say this, because insurance companies won't tell you every single thing. You know, we had to make sure that in many situations that when it came to insurance, they aren't obligated to tell you which type of insurance preferred. But you want to make sure that you have great, great coverage when it comes to insurance, because when you don't have the greatest insurance coverage and you're just wanting the cheapest one, you get what you pay for, okay? So let's make sure that we greatly understand what we are getting ourselves into. All right, we're going to go back to the private chat, and we're going to go to insurance where it says law canal. We want the legal definition of insurance, okay? And it says insurance definition, a contract in which one party agrees to indemnify another against a predefined category of risk in exchange for a premium. Depending on the contract, the insurer may promise to financially protect the insured from the loss, damage, or liability stemming from some event. An insurance contract will almost always limit the amount of monetary protection possible. Overview. In the absence of insurance, three possible individuals bear the burden of an economic loss: the individual suffering the loss, the individual causing the loss via negligence or unlawful conduct, or lastly, a particular party who has been allocated the burden by the legislator, such as employers under workmen compensation statutes. While type of insurance vary widely, their primary goal is to allocate the risk of a loss from the individual to a great number of people. Each individual pays a premium into a pool from which losses are paid out, regardless of whether the particular individual suffers the loss or not. The premium is not returnable. Okay, let me read that again. Each individual pays a premium into a pool from which losses are paid out, regardless of whether the particular individual suffers the loss or not. The premium is not returnable. Okay? Then it says, thus, when a building burns down, the loss is spread to the people contributing to the pool. In general, insurance companies are the safekeepers of the premiums. Because of the importance in maintaining economic stability, the government and the courts use a heavy hand in ensuring these companies are regulated and fair to the consumers. Up until 1944, insurance was not considered commerce and not subject to federal regulations. But in United States versus Southeastern Underwriters Association, the Supreme Court held that Congress could regulate insurance transactions that were truly interstate. Congress then enacted the McCarran-Ferguson Act, 15 U.S.C. subsection 1011, which provided that the laws of the several states should control the insurance business. But the Sherman Act, the Clayton Act, and the Federal Trade Commission's Act were applicable to the insurance business to the extent that it was unregulated by state law. Okay, and we're going to have to actually get into some of these studies when it comes to the state laws. I also want to go into depth about the McCarran-Ferguson Act, which is 15 U.S.C. subsection 1011. Okay, we want to kind of dive into that one day on another episode. All right. And then it says the McCarran-Ferguson Act broadly speaks, giving states the power to regulate the insurance industry. While state insurance statutes override most federal laws, some portion of federal law, like federal tax laws, are always commanding. Therefore, when researching whether a particular law governs, a good rule of thumb is to ask whether the inquiry is related to the business of insurance, whether the state law governs, or whether it is related to unless it was related to peripherals of the industry. Yeah, this line, hold on. I do apologize for that inconvenience. I do apologize. All right, let's dive back into it. And it says, it's related to the peripherals of the industry, labor, tax law, securities, where federal law governs. All right. And below you have a different menu of sources that you can kind of go into when it talks about the law of insurance. They have different ones. Of course, the McCarran-Ferguson Act recognizing state regulation of insurance, and then liability risk retention. So you want to be able to go through and just do your own due diligence on each one of them, okay? Do your own due diligence, all right? So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the chat, and we're going to go to Wikipedia version of insurance, all right? Let me make sure and this one that we're not actually missing anything. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Yeah. We're gonna go back into the private chat, and we'll go to the Wikipedia versions of insurance, the definition. All right. And it says insurance. Insurance is a means of protection from financial loss. It is a form of risk management, primarily used to hedge against the risk of a contingent or uncertain loss. Now, let me say this, because if you are driving around or traveling around in your automobile and you have insurance, let's say you have full coverage, and not only full coverage, but you have collision coverage, because collision coverage is when someone else doesn't have insurance and your insurance company then pays you regardless whether or not this person has insurance. See, some people think it's only wise to get full coverage. They think that they're doing themselves a great service. But no, you can have full coverage and not have collision coverage, and that full coverage will only cover the expense of someone else's car if you are found at fault. But if you don't have collision coverage and you were to have, okay, welcome in, Cologne. Hold on, let's get him in. Peace, God.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God.
Yeah, man. I was just going over the Wikipedia definition of insurance and just giving them a breakdown of the different insurance and the experience that I've had with insurance. But how you doing, brother? Everything fine with you, man? How's everything going?
Everything going beautiful. You know, I had to deal with a few things, you know, little minor car stuff. So,
okay.
Just to deal with that.
Hey, man.
I'm still on the road right now, but yeah, I tried to call it earlier, but I don't think the show has started yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. We've been in it for about a good 30 some minutes now, man.
Okay.
It's understandable, man. We all have those issues. And that's what I was just speaking on as far as insurance, man. Like, just basically, hey God, you kinda got like an echo in the back too.
Okay, I'll punch in and punch out. I got you.
Okay. All right. But yeah, so what I was saying was that, you know, if you're gonna get insurance, man, you want to make sure that you have the greatest one, because like I say, you can get out here and have a wreck. And see, these are some of the things that a lot of us don't know. Some of us go out and we just go and say, well, I know I should have full coverage. But then you forget to get the collision coverage, meaning that the collision is for the purpose if someone else doesn't have insurance, then guess what? They cover you. See, the full coverage insurance is just so that, you know, if you are found at fault and you have a wreck on someone else's vehicle, that full coverage is going to cover that person's car as well. You see what I'm saying? But if you don't have the collision coverage and someone hits you and they don't have insurance, then you'll be asked out with just full insurance. So full coverage insurance. So you want to make sure that you are properly, thoroughly understanding the type of insurance that is covered, even when it comes to property. You know, if you have a business, it's great to have great insurance. You know, it's a lot of stress. It's like stress-free when people move into, you know, different areas of the neighborhood that has had break-ins, right? And I used to always wonder, like, I see a lot of Europeans move into predominant black neighborhoods, right? And they didn't mind. They didn't really care, you know, whether or not they moved in. But I was told that by this one European that, hey, listen, if something was to happen inside my house, I'm covered. I'm not worried about it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, that's a great feeling to have that understanding. You can leave your home, and if someone was to break in at any moment, your house is covered full of insurance, man. It's like, you see what I'm saying? And then by just reading what insurance is, it's a guarantee. They have to pay you. You see what I'm saying? So it's a binding contract. And we went over contracts before. So you understand that, hey, we went over contract law. So with having insurance, man, it is a blessing, a real blessing to know what you're getting yourself into when dealing with insurance. Do you want to continue to suffer? Man, I can go as far as talking about one of my cousins, right? he would leave his home in one of the neighborhoods. He would leave his home. Let's say his lights got cut off, or, you know, he just decided that he didn't want to be there for a period of time. Each time he's left, someone has broken into his home. If he's gone for a week or two, someone has broken into his home. And I've asked him, like, hey, Kimfo, did you have insurance? Nah, man, I should have had it. Hey, that's like insanity. You have allowed it to happen not twice. You know what I'm saying? But it's been a few times. And even with the knowledge that I tried to give some people, he's afraid to leave his home for a short period of time, versus a long period of time, because he's not wise enough to invest in some form of insurance. You know, we have to get out of I would say ignorance. If you ask me, I would say it's a form of ignorance, you know. But yeah, man, we have to do better with the educating ourselves on why are we doing this. You know, a lot of people look at it as just spending money. I look at it as spending investment. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is how the rich stay rich. This is how the wealthy stay wealthy. They believe in insurance. They believe in insurance, man. Seen a guy house almost burned all the way down, right? Man, by the time he got that insurance check, he had that house fixed up, extra rooms added on to it, new bathroom added on to it. He had just did that house, man, and it looked excellent by the time he was finished with it. So, you know, you're gonna get your boom for your bucks, man. You know, so, man, just the understanding of insurance, man, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, man. But yeah, man, we've actually come a little past the halfway mark, man. I'm gonna send us into a quick break, you know, a couple of minutes, and then we'll come back and, man, we'll dive right back into it. All right. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
Of calamity, dirty looks and touches and jealousy, and police way abuse them authority, media clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran I go murder them slow. Rock them off and send to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear road, my voice now figure out. Emerge from the darkness in the big blood to glow. Me yammer them a slam and spend day down your glow. Some boy could have lived like Bam Bam Bigelow. Bust off trigger finger, trigger hand and trigger toe. A two gun me have me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road. Can't help but feel helpless. I'm having daymares and daytime, wide awake, trying to relate.
I'm seeing is haunting. Human beings like ghosts and zombies. President Mugabe holding guns to innocent bodies in Zimbabwe. They make John Pope seem God, sacrilegious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at paths I walked, where savages fought and pastors taught. Prostitutes stomping high heel boots and badges scream at young black children, stop or I will shoot. I look back and cook crack, plus cars that pass by, Jaguars, mad flies, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison, trust that. So save me your sorries, I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, and NYC state of mind I'm in.
This is world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police way abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youths that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Say, I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion. Hey, we got to keep this burning. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youths that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. Youths that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and any strategy. Hey, say, you got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice, and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods and the goddess.
Peace to the gods.
Yeah, man. We are back. The topic today was insurance. Insurance. A very, very important topic, man. Kalam, did you have anything that you wanted to kind of expound on with that before we get back into the private chat?
Yeah, is it echoing when I talk too?
No, just me.
Okay, yeah. So real quick, I'm gonna go inside the private chat to see exactly where we are too. Did you go over the 32 facts? Did you go over those ones?
Hold on, let me see. No. I'm in Wikipedia insurance right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they got a lot of interesting facts inside of that, how you could insure different body parts and what all you can insure. It's like, it's crazy. And the thing about insurance is like, especially if you have to have like business insurance as well. And if you get insurance, depending on, it's all kind of different policies. So if you get an insurance and you fully pay it off, you can borrow against that insurance with anything that you do and then charge interest. Like if you're if your family needed a startup fee to start up a business, you could actually borrow from your insurance money and, you know, give it to them, and you could charge them a low interest rate to give to pay you back. So you pay back your insurance, and you just help with a family member from going to a bank that would give them a high interest rate when, you know, you're a family. So you give them a lower interest rate. Maybe, like, you can even do as little as 1%, like, interest rate. So,
That's how you
keep everything inside the family, you know. You borrow against the family wealth, not an outside party, because the family is going to be paying more if you're dealing with outside parties. And it's nothing personal. It's just business.
Just business.
Yes, sir. And then that's really all what I had for the insurance. Hopefully we can get in a little bit into the 32 facts.
Is that in the private chat? I didn't see it in the chat.
Yes, sir. It's inside the private chat.
Okay. All right. I'll check on it once we finish with the Wikipedia one, and then we can go into that one. But yeah, man, let's go ahead and start back reading. Like I say, I'm in Wikipedia insurance, and right up under the picture of the night, we have an entity which provides insurance is known as an insurer. An insurance company and insurance carrier or an underwriter. A person or entity who buys insurance is known as a policyholder, while a person or entity covered under the policy is called an insured. Okay? Policyholder and insured are often used as, but are not necessarily synonymous, as coverage can sometimes intend to additional insured who did not buy the insurance. Okay, let me reread that one just to make sure I said it properly. All right, policy holder and insured are often used as, but are not necessarily synonymous, as coverage can sometimes extend to additional insureds who did not buy the insurance. Okay? And then it says, the insurance transaction involves the policyholder assuming a guarantee, known and relatively small loss in the form of a payment to the insurer, a premium, in parentheses, in exchange for the insurer's promise to compensate the insured to the event of a coverage loss. The loss may or may not be financial, but it must be reducible to financial terms. Furthermore, it usually involves something in which the insured has an insurable interest established by ownership, possession, or pre-existing relationship. The insured receives a contract called the insurance policy, which details the condition and circumstances under which the insurer will compensate the insured, or that the design or the designated beneficiary or assignee. The amount of money charged by the insurer to the policyholder for the coverage set forth in the insurance policy is called the premium. If the insurer experiences a loss which is potentially covered by the insurance policy, the insured submits a claim to the insurer for processing by a claims adjuster. A mandatory out-of-pocket expense required by an insurance policy before an insurer will pay a claim is called a deductible, or if required by a health insurance policy, a copayment. The insurer may hedge its own risk by taking out reinsurance, whereby another insurance company agrees to carry some of the risk, especially if the primary insurer deems the risk too large for it to carry. All right. Then it says, now, okay, God, you said that one was in the chat as well? Because I kind of want to go over the one that you were speaking, yeah, making mention of. Okay, so
yeah,
where do you see that one at?
I just put it in. I thought I had it in there earlier, but it should be in there now.
Okay. All right. Let's click on that one real quick to kind of go over that one quickly. All right. Then it says 32 insane facts about insurance. All right. And it says, okay, so bring up the word insurance to anyone but a broker or agent, and you might get a yarn or two. Sure, it's not the most exciting subject on the planet, but it's necessary in many walks of life. Insurance policies help to protect us when we find that we need to add a bit more of a safety net underneath the things that matter to us the most. For example, you'll likely have contents insurance if you own or rent a property, and will also have an insurance policy on the whole of your property too. All right. It's also the law in the UK to have car insurance before you can drive away. Let's not forget the fact that the gadget insurance industry is booming, and given that there are smartphones retailing for between $1,000 and $2,000, that's hardly a surprise. But what are some interesting and intriguing facts about insurance which are likely to blow you away? Let's have a bit of fun and take a look at some bizarre and thought-provoking insurance states you may not be aware of. Okay. And then it says, one, want protection from UFOs. In the U.S., there is such a thing as alien abduction coverage. This means that you should be abducted by aliens and can prove it, you may be able to make a claim if you suffer damages. It's been a policy staple for over 30 years now, and even weirder is the fact that the UFO abduction insurance company states that they have paid out. Wow. Wow. So, man, that's a great one. You know, you hear about people getting abducted all the time, man. You know. But I've always thought it was a joke when they say, hey, I've been abducted by an alien, a UFO. So, hey, man, you can also insure yourself from protection of UFOs. All right. And then it says, number two, life insurance can skyrocket if you're a celebrity. Right. There are some pretty steep life insurance policy out there on some of the most influential people on the planet. For example, you will likely not find a policy pricier than Hollywood director Steven Spielberg, who reportedly has a policy worth $1.2 billion. Wow. Now, that's a lot. Okay. And it says, number three, interesting insurance policy abound for astronauts. It's thought that the brave astronauts taking to the Apollo 11 mission chose to autograph items for their loved ones to sell on in case they didn't come back. Why? Believe it or not, life insurance was not a thing for this mission. Luckily, NASA has likely wised up to this in the decades that followed. All right, it says good luck on getting life insurance, guys. Okay, yeah, it has a picture with the guys that you know, they say travel to space, travel to the moon. All right. And number four, Starbucks pays handsomely for life insurance. Starbucks is a firm which reportedly invests in its people. And if its insurance policies are anything to go by, they pay more to cover their staff than they pay for their actual coffee. The coffee giant has been through the mill in terms of branch closures over the years, though it is still believed that their employee health care totals more than $300 million. And that CEO Howard Schultz has refused to cut it despite calls to the contrary. All right, then number five, insurance has been a staple for centuries. Insurance has been a facet of society since the 14th century. That's when the world's first contract for an insurance policy was ever signed. And from there, people often sought to ensure their estates in line with financial backing. Then it says six. It might even be older than that. However, it's thought that insurance might date back even further as a general practice, even if it wasn't formalized until the 1300s. It's thought that traders in China used to insure their boats in case of theft or lost at sea, and this is dating back as far as 3000 BC. Number seven, the Great Fire of London spiraled insurance forward, spurred insurance forward. Fire insurance only really become a major asset following the Great Fire of London in the 17th century, and for good reason. Since then, policies and carriers have, of course, refined things more than a little to cover for accidental property damage. Number eight, it's possible to insure different body parts. There is such a thing as body part insurance, though it's likely a phenomenon that's been around longer than many people imagine. It's not unheard of for famous people such as actors and singers to start insuring their bodies. And Ben Turpin happened to be the first. Though this was as a result of the star not wanting to lose his crossed eyes, which was his signature look. Turpin took out a $25,000 policy to protect them in 1920. Now, that's something that I'm going to have to look into to get more familiarized with the body part insurance. Okay. And then it says nine. It's worth insuring for big compensation. Taco Bell once took a bit of a risk by stating that they would buy every single person in the U.S. a taco if the Mir space station crashed within a designated zone in the ocean. The MSS was due to crash anyway, but Taco Bell wasn't taking any risk hardly. They insured themselves just in case they had to pay out, meaning that they would at least have been good for their word. Okay. Number 10, would you insure a cigarette? There's a single cigar which was once insured for around $18,000, I believe that's an E. Okay, what was it that made it so expensive to insure? Was it gold-plated? Did it belong to Winston Churchill? No. It was the biggest in the world, weighing a stunning 110 kilograms. That's worth insuring. Then 11. Seriously, body part insurance is a big deal. Coming back to body part insurance, a policy that put Ben Turpin's in the shade is that when Michael Flatley, dancer and river dance star, took out on his legs. Believe it or not, if anybody happens to his famous tap dancing pin, he could stand to claim $25 million. Football star David Beckham did the same for the $70 million. Claudia Schiffer too is no stranger to insuring body parts. The supermodel made sure to take a policy out on her face to the tune of $5 million. Okay. You should probably get wedding insurance. There is such a thing of wedding insurance, which you may already know about if you are in the process of getting married. While this type of policy would generally cover you in case a venue or vendors drop out on you, there are some policies which will let you claim if you get jilted at the altar. There's nothing quite like tempting fate. Okay, it says left at the altar. There's insurance for that. Wow. Okay. 13. Insurance can get really weird. People used to take out insurance policies against dying or of laughter when comedy movies first started heading to the cinema. Dying of laughter is possible, but thankfully, it's pretty rare. And we doubt many carriers would offer anything quite so specific nowadays. 14. Golf insurance protects you if you win. There is such a thing as golf insurance, as in some territories and cultures, it is required for anyone who scored a hole in one while playing with friends at club to buy drinks for everyone, as this can rarely skyrocket depending on the size of the party involved. There is a policy which helps to bring this cost down to size. 15. Many people see insurance as an insult to religion. Amish communities in the U.S., as well as refusing to adopt many modern standards, actively shun the concept of insurance. they believe it to be showing a lack of faith in God. They also avoid paying Social Security in the U.S. for the same reason. They see it as a survivor's insurance. 16, U.S. insurance policies vary across the country. Insurance laws and rules may vary from state to state across the U.S. In Hawaii, for example, all companies have to legally pay health insurance for any staff who may work for them more than 20 hours per week. This system has been in place for almost 50 years. 17, Japanese life insurance pays out for suicide. A rather dark take of life insurance is clear to see through the Japanese system. Japan has a fairly high suicide rate already, and policies in the country pay out if you kill yourself. Therefore, if you want to leave a lump sum to your family, you could effectively take your own life. 18, Jackie Chan's insurance system is fairly bizarre. Jackie Chan makes sure to personally train and pay for all the stuntmen who complete his fantastic feats on camera. Why? No insurance company is willing to give the action star the coverage he normally needs to safely perform the stunts himself. Okay? And then 19, the Loch Ness Monster once inspired a big insurance policy. The legend of the Loch Ness Monster has endured for as long as anyone can remember. However, Cutty Sark, a whiskey label, once announced that they would give anyone $1 million if they could prove the existence of and capture Nessie. Naturally, Cutty Sark sought an insurance policy to underwrite the contest. Lloyd's in London showed interest, but stated they would only pay out if they could take full ownership of the monster. And then it says 20. Fire departments revolve around insurance. Believe it or not, the very concept of a fire department has ties to insurance. That's because they were originally set up purely to put out the fires of specific households and policy holders. Thankfully, things have moved on since then, and fire departments won't ignore a blaze that belongs to a competing policy. All right. 21, insurance gender gap is tightening. The insurance industry is a forward-moving one. Studies show that majority of people working in insurance today are women in the form of a 60-40 split. 22, big companies will normally protect themselves with big contests. There are plenty of big brands and companies willing to give huge cash prizes to lucky people. But the fact is, they will largely underwrite these contests with insurance policies such in case anyone actually wins. A good idea of the steam from Pepsi, who once held a compensation which would have given a lucky winner $1 billion in a sweepstakes deal. The company paid a pricey $10 million in insurance fees just in case anyone dared to win their play for $1 billion compensation. That's one confident carrier. And then 9/11 resulted in mass insurance payout. It says the World Trade Center disaster in 2001 resulted in some of the biggest insurance payout of all time. It is thought that up to $40 billion was claimed as a result of life and property claims. 24. There's a weird story about Windows XP and insurance. Anyone who remembers using Microsoft Windows XP will likely be familiar with the Green Hills photo, which was the default desktop background for the operating system. However, it's a real photo, not a computer-generated image. And Microsoft naturally tried to pay for the original film of the picture to reach them. However, it turned out that the initial carrier charged them an extraordinary rate for shipping protection. Therefore, the photographer himself developed the photo to Microsoft in person. 25. Some countries demand you have insurance, private health insurance policy, and are optional in most countries, all except the Netherlands. In fact, it is here where you will have to have a policy in place based on your income. Therefore, there is no unfairness over age and overall health, meaning that you pay more if you earn more. 26. You can protect yourself on the road with personal cameras. Dash cam have grown in popularity all over the world by way of insurance protections and evidence gathering. Effectively, a dash cam on your car or motorbike will capture footage or snapshots of a crash or incident and can therefore be used as proof if there are any disputes. It's also useful in the event of hit-and-run incidents. Healthcare, one of the more sensible insurance to take out. Okay, and then it says 27. Even with health insurance, you could lose all your money to U.S. healthcare. Around 80% of people who go bankrupt in the U.S. through medical bills already have health insurance. This is thought to be as a result of various points of illness and conditions not being covered, and as a result of additional deductible fees. In fact, if you look at all the bankruptcies that occur in the U.S., it is thought that more than 60% of them occur due to medical fees and hospital bills. Okay, God. All right. I'm gonna do the 28 real quick, and then it says 28. Life insurance policy prices largely increase with smoking habits. Smoking is an issue in many life insurance policies, as it's proven to pose a huge risk to your life and might therefore stunt your policy. However, it's also likely to increase your home insurance in some cases too. What's more, you may even find that some home insurance policies won't insure you on specific dog breeds. Yeah, and that's facts. They always ask whether or not you have an animal at home, especially a dog. If you have dogs, man, they're not too quick to actually give you homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance. And if they do, they're charging you an extreme amount, Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. We actually kind of went over a little bit, but that's fine. You guys can always check out the rest of the information for yourself. Again, today was Financial Friday, where we actually give you guys some information when it comes to financial benefits. Okay, and I hope this insurance information has been very beneficial for you guys. Kalam, is there anything you kind of want to touch on before we end the show, man?
Hey, it was a beautiful show, lovely show. I know a lot of people didn't know too much about insurance as much. Like he said inside the article, it when you hear insurance, it's like yarn. It's not sexy. It's not attractive when you hear insurance. Like, everybody just blow it off. And I found it funny that how people can insure that, like, anything, really. They can insure, like they said inside the article, that David Beckham or something like that. Like, I know he's a football player. I don't know if I got his name correct totally, but he insured his pants, and his pants was like 20 bands. Was that like 20,000 or something like that?
Yeah,
it was thousands of dollars for pants. So if he misplaced his pants or whatever, hey, he getting reimbursed. He got insurance on those. So I just found it funny how you can insure anything. And even the first one they talked about was the UFO abduction. So if you even claim to have been abducted, you can get insured for that. Or if you ever, or if somebody ever come up missing, you could get insured for that. It's like, it's all, it's all areas. It's your phone. Like, even when I was dealing with my iPhone and everything, you can put insurance on your phone. So if your phone, let's say you go fishing and your phone accidentally dropped inside the water, you can't get that back to return it. You can't, you know, you just let them know, hey, my phone fell in, and you won't have to pay the full price of a new phone. It's covered. Depending on your insurance,
exactly,
it could be totally covered. Like, they can just give you another free phone. Here you go.
Facts.
Yeah, that's all I have to say on the show. It was a great show. I like this topic.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. That was something intriguing to me as well. You know, especially as far as insuring a body part, man. Just imagine if that, what you using on a day-to-day with your special gifts, you can I'm believing you can ensure your voice for all the singers out there, you know? So, hey, you just never know these things until you actually take a look into it. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing of actually being able to find this type of information, man. But, yeah, so we come to the end of the show, man. I'm actually about to get out and start my run for today. I kind of put that off until later, so I'm going to go ahead and, man, end the show with that. Hey, listen, great health, man, and it increases great wealth, all right? You want to start with your health first, and let's work toward building this wealth, man. Man, and that's to all the listeners out there. Like, man, get great with your health first, you know. Then we can move toward working toward our wealth in the meantime. But, yeah, man, let's start there first, man.
Yes, sir. Man, and I have one more input.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, God. For all the listeners, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Even for to you, J-Rock, you know what I'm saying? I applaud you because coming on the show, like, I haven't met anyone as dedicated, like, personally, on a personal level, as dedicated as J-Rock. And, you know, he give us all. He give us all every time. You know, we be working on the shows. We be working in the background, even though you don't see us working, we working. And like I said, in my circle, I shrink it, you know. It was big. You know, I used to be around a lot of people, a lot of people used to be around me, just vice versa. But I shrink the circle. And even now, in my circle right now and back then, I haven't ran into anybody, you know, as more valuable than J-Rock, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's not into enhancing and improving their life quality, you know what I'm saying, or their life value. And he has high morals, so I just wanted to put that out there for the air, you know, because it's hard. It's difficult to find people like us.
Hey, man. Same here, brother.
I cherish every moment. Every moment, everything you do, I cherish it for sure.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. And it's the same here, God. You know, like I've told you plenty of times, man, I had to get away from all those that were holding me back, man. And it's even when it came to when we was talking about the whole marijuana thing. You know, people hung with each other just to smoke. Man, I've looked at myself in a totally different way now. So, hey, man, I carry myself in a better way. That's one of the things that I realized, like, the only people that I actually talk to are those that I learn from. And, brother, you are one that I learned from. You see what I'm saying? And I want a lot of our listeners to listen to this. Age is nothing but a number. Age is nothing but a number. You can learn so much from older people just as well as younger people. Kalam, I'm going to say this, man. You have that spirit that reminds me of being able to look at a child and say, you've been here before. You know? So I can say, yeah, with your wisdom, you have – you know, you have that wisdom that makes me understand that, hey, this brother has been here before, and he's using that intellect to spread the wealth, to spread the word, brother. So, man, I definitely appreciate you as well. Definitely.
No problem. Certainly. I know you've been here before, too. I've been here before. I be doing my spiritual work and dealing with the crystals. Like, I don't go nowhere without crystals. You know, I be doing all kind of different, you know, rituals as well. But everything is all good. Like, I don't do
evil. Yes, sir.
So that's what makes me connect back to my myself again. It's not my old self. It's just me. This has always been me. So.
Yeah. Right. Facts, man. Man, with that being said, man, we're gonna end the show on that note, man. I want you guys to actually surround yourself with positive thinkers, positive people, you know, and then you know, you'll see your outcome. You'll see exactly if you're reaching where you want to reach to. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, man, when we started reading, it's just like I haven't stopped. I find something to read every day, every minute, every hour. Man, it's amazing to me, man. You know, and I'm enhancing, you know, my vocabulary. I'm trying to expand it, like, man, put it in a whole different, use it in a whole different sense, man. You know, but yeah, man. We're going to end with that, man. Peace to the guys, man. Peace to the guys, man. We will see you guys back here on Knowledgeable Sundays, you know. And, man, we will tune in with you guys then. All right. Peace to the guys.
Peace to the gods.
If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning. For real, dog. Yeah. I got a big amount. I took a different route. I am the pick or the little. I was a juvie, it gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I want to ease it, please do not tease me, I want my Yeezy to dinner. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reasons, you want to please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she turn a freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah. I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah, rocked up across on these bitches, yeah. Dealer departed, y'all are today, on some Prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my safe got a friendship, 10 on me, thin weight, flip weight, getting paid, getting late, bitch made, took off 6 days, 6 tray, 6 4, bounce, bitch, bounce, hood nigga, favorite spot was the Whopper House, patty melt with the hash brown, trying to board all the pat downs, trying to board all the lane hole, weirdos in the background, blackout when I back out. Blow the horn for a pedestrian, short of ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in, red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers, got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur, last night was a blur to me. This morning I had two with me, I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me, got a tool with a screw missing. Two girls in the pool kissing, everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy,
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive.
Yeah.
Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams, and he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon my check then. I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. Then see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew him for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hit hills, and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit.